We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
I'm Emily.
I'm Becca.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Karen.
Here's a fun song.
It's a song about parts of me.
And parts of you.
I got ears. I got a nose. I've got fingers. And I've got toes. They are parts of me. I got teeth. And I got lips.
Noses and eyes, we all have them. That's the way God made us, with all these parts that fit together and make our body. And today we're going to look to God's Word and see what the Lord has to say about some of these parts. Let's start in the beginning, in the book of Genesis.
God created man in his own image.
In the image of God, he created him.
Male and female, he created them.
God blessed them and said to them,
"Be fruitful and increase in number.
Fill the earth and subdue it.
Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the air.
Rule over every living creature that moves on the ground."
God made us in his image, and he made each one of us with a purpose. We're all made in the image of God. How awesome is that? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really awesome.
He gave us eyes to see him.
He also gave us ears to listen to him.
He gave us a heart to love him and others.
He gave us feet to follow him.
He gave us hands to work for him. He gave us our voices to sing his praise and proclaim the good news of Jesus.
Proverbs 20:12 says, "Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both."
In Matthew chapter 22, we read, "Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself."
So what parts have we talked about so far?
Ears.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Hearts.
Okay.
And minds.
And minds. So how can we use our eyes to really grow closer to the Lord by what we see, Jamie?
Well, we can see God's creation and know that He made it.
Good. Emily?
You need eyes to read the Bible.
Exactly. Okay. And Alexa?
And also, we can see sometimes what He does, like little miracles that He does.
All right. So we have to keep our eyes open and just be aware of God's presence and give Him the recognition for what we see. And Jess?
If we see people who we think we could help them.
Another good point. Now, how about our ears?
We can listen to other people in their prayers.
Okay. And Emily?
Well, some people listen to tapes or radio programs or even TV programs about God.
Good. Jamie?
When we go to church, we listen to the teacher teach us about God.
Good. How about our hearts? Emily?
Well, especially when we accept Jesus, God moves, He lives in our hearts, and He can help us and tell us what to do.
Yeah. How about our minds? How does God use our minds?
When we read the Bible, we can use our minds to think about what we read and apply it to our lives.
Okay, our minds and our eyes, our ears and hearts, hands and feet. We can use these parts of the body to learn about God and grow closer to Him and to do His work. And we can read in God's Word about another part of the body that's very important, our tongues. In the book of James, we can learn all about the power of our tongues.
The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast.
With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
What do these verses mean, Emily?
Well, our tongue can be used to praise God and do what He wants us to do, but if we don't have control over it, it can also be used to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
When our flesh is controlling our tongue, that's when we say bad things about people and use our tongues for bad things.
Yeah, it's so easy for us to sometimes say something that we know God wouldn't want us to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whether it's criticizing someone, whether it's how else can we use our tongues in a bad way?
Saying, I hate you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you say mean things to people, that hurts them.
And we should not use our voices to speak badly of people, should we?
No.
We should use our voices to do what? Becca?
Bless.
To bless people, right. And Emily?
To be kind to people and also to spread the good news that God wants us to
spread. There you go.
Spread.
Yeah, Jess.
To build up others.
To build up others. That's right. God made us all different, didn't He?
Different skin, a different size, but God loves us all the same. We all have bodies, we all have minds, so we can love. He gave us all a heart, young and old and in between.
The way God made us different.
God made all of us in His image, and He wants us to love Him and others with all our hearts and souls and minds. He wants us to listen to Him and see Him in everything we do, and to follow Him and work for Him. He wants us to use our voices wisely. But God knew that it would be very hard, it would be impossible for us to live without making lots of mistakes. So He sent Jesus. God put on skin for us. Jesus had feet and ears and eyes and a heart and a body, just like you and me. Jesus was a man, but there was something very different about Him.
He never sinned.
He never sinned.
He was perfect in every way.
Jesus controlled His tongue. He got angry sometimes, but He never sinned in His anger.
He loved the Lord with all His heart, soul, and mind.
He loved people, even the unlovable ones.
He followed God's plan every step of the way, all the way to the cross. He was perfect, and yet He took all of our sins upon Himself when He died on the cross for you and me.
God wants us to look to Jesus,
to learn His ways,
to be more like Him every day we live.
Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We want to know Him, love Him,
follow Him,
praise Him,
thank Him, to adore Him.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know His power, you know His love. Your sins have been forgiven. Your eyes on Jesus. Well, there's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master, and you can hear Him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
You want to seek Him, you want to find Him.
Dear Jesus, we love You and want to be like You. Thank You for teaching us and for forgiving us when we do wrong. We will live with You forever. We want to share this good news with others. Give us the words to say and the opportunities to say them, so that others can know Your love and the gift of life that You give to all who believe. In Your holy name we pray. Amen.
Would you like to be part of our radio ministry? You can help us with your prayers.
Karen and Kids Radio Ministry is reaching kids all over the world.
And we want to share God's message of Jesus with more and more people.
That's where you can help.
We ask that you pray for the needs of our ministry and that we would see God's plan for us more clearly. That all we do will glorify our Lord.
Please pray that our message will touch the hearts of kids and their families.
We are all part of an amazing family,
the family of God.
See you next time.